Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to this segment of Khoj Gurbani's Ashab of the Day. The recitation is Sri Rag Mahalla Panjama. Saran Paye Prabh Aapne, Guru Hua Kirpal, Satgur Ke Upadesiye, Bin Se Sarab Janjal, Andar Lagga Ram Naam Amrit Nadar Nihal, Man Mere, ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਸੇਵਾ ਸਾਰ ਕਰੇ ਦਇਆ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਆਪਣੀ ਇੱਕ ਨਿਮਖ ਨਾ ਮਨੋ ਵਿਸਾਰ ਰਹਾਓ ਗੁਣ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਨਿਤ ਗਾਵੀਐ ਹੈ ਅਵਗਣ ਕੱਟਣ ਹਾਰ ਬਿਨ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਸੁਖ ਹੋਏ ਕਰ ਡਿੱਠੇ ਵਿਸਥਾਰ ਸਹਿਜੇ ਸਿਫਤੀ ਰਤਿਆ ਭਵ ਜਲ ਉਤਰੇ ਪਾਰ ਤੀਰਥ ਵਰਤ ਲਖ ਸੰਜਮਾ ਪਾਈਏ ਸਾਧੂ ਧੂਰ ਲੂਕ ਕਮਾਵੇ ਕਿਸ ਤੇ ਜਾਂ ਵੇਖੈ ਸਦਾ ਹਦੂਰ ਥਾਣ ਥਣੰਤਰ ਰਵ ਰਿਆ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਮੇਰਾ ਭਰਪੂਰ ਸੱਚ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਅਮਰ ਸੱਚ ਸੱਚੇ ਸੱਚਾ ਥਾਨ ਸੱਚੀ ਕੁਦਰਤ ਧਾਰਿਅਣ ਸੱਚ ਸਿਰਜਿਉਣ ਜਹਾਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਜਪੀਏ ਸੱਚ ਨਾਮ ਹਉ ਸਦਾ ਸਦਾ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ. When the benevolent Guru, the enlightener, instructs us, all entanglements come undone. Satguru ke upadesiye bin se sarb janjal. Janjal refers to inconveniences, the entanglements of day-to-day, everyday life. And the stress here is that it is only the Guru, the wisdom of the Guru, that brings clarity, that untangles these knots. No amount of intellectual learning, no amount of pilgrimage going, no amount of practicing self-control disciplines like abstinences can lead to any genuine or real internal growth. Tirath, Varath, Lakh Sanjama, all of this, Paye Sadhu Tur. So, the point is that all of the benefits that one imagines can be sought from visiting pilgrimages or bathing in holy waters, fasting or any other practices are to be received from the wisdom of the Guru. And the point is stressed even further when Guru Arjan says, Bin har naam na sukh hoye, kar dithe bistar. Bin har naam sukh na hoye. Without self-knowledge, the mind cannot find rest. It does not become stable. It is forever wavering. And then he goes on to add, kar dithe bistar. I speak from experience. And this self-knowledge is a gift of the enlightener, not the result of bookish knowledge or religious practices. That is why the assertion is made at the very outset. Saran paye prab apni guru hua kripal. I found refuge in myself, in other words, I was able to unite with myself or get self-knowledge, only when the enlightener was gracious enough. Guru hua kripal. When the enlightener was gracious enough to instruct me. Only then were the knots of daily existence unraveled and I could see the path forward clearly. And then what happened? I was anointed by death-defying nectar. It was like nectar being placed on the tip of my tongue. And the nectar was that of self-knowledge and the heart within, the deepest core of one's being felt graced and exalted. Andar lagga Ram Naam Amrit Nadar Nihal. Now the dawning of self-knowledge can be spontaneous or a gradual progression. There's no telling how. But it must be embedded or fixed within and expressed as qualities or virtues that guide daily life. In other words, they must find expression This self-knowledge must find expression in your behavior, in your attributes, in your virtues. Gun govind nit gaviye avgun kattan har. So this progressive cultivation of divine virtues, which incidentally are also spelt out in the Guru Granth Sahib Ji, and we will over the course of this journey examine those. Those are the attributes, the virtues that will actually clarify your thinking and stabilize the mind, because they will bring wisdom, a sense of proportion. So Gurmat will then become the fulcrum of our actions, because as I said, you will be informed by inner wisdom. And that not only gives you that sense of proportion, but it also gives you spontaneity, sahaj. That means of going with the flow. There is an intuitive awareness which arises within the person that helps to overcome fears. Sahaje sifti ratya pavjal utare par. Now, overcoming fears implies the giving up of resistance to the flow of events, to the flux of existence. Because there is an eternal and inviolate creative potency at work in the universe, to which there is no option but submission. Sach Patshahi, eternal that kingdom, Amar Sach, the inviolate law that we call Hukam, Sache Sachathan, this is the true resting place, Sachi Kudrat, that creative potency is also true. So in the light of all this, the best course of action is in surrender, in letting go. In that is freedom, says Guru Nanak. Nanak japiye sach naam, hao sada sada kurban. With those thoughts, until the next time, Vaheguru Ji ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji ki Fateh.